The Battle of the Somme was one of the largest and bloodiest battles of World War I. Fought between July and November in 1916, along the River Somme in northern France, it involved British, French, and German forces in a struggle that would become a symbol of the horrors of trench warfare. By 1916, the war on the Western Front had reached a stalemate, with vast trench systems stretched across Europe, and neither side could achieve a decisive breakthrough. The Allies planned a major offensive along the River Somme to relieve pressure on French forces fighting at Verdun and to weaken the German army. The attack began on the 1st of July, 1916, after a week-long artillery bombardment. Allied commanders believed the shelling had destroyed German defences and cut through barbed wire. Instead, many German positions remained intact. As British soldiers advanced across no man's land, they were met with devastating machine gun fire. The first day of the battle became the bloodiest day in British military history, with almost 60,000 casualties, including more than 19,000 that were killed. Despite these enormous losses, the fighting continued for months. Soldiers endured constant artillery fire, mud-filled trenches, disease, and harsh weather conditions. In September 1916, new weapons and tactics were introduced, including the first use of tanks by the British. When the battle ended in November, the Allies had advanced only a few miles. However, the German army had also suffered huge losses. Historians continue to debate whether the battle was a costly failure or a necessary step in wearing down German forces. In total, more than 1 million men were wounded, killed, or went missing during the Battle of the Somme, making it one of the deadliest battles in human history. Today, the Somme remains a powerful reminder of the human cost of war and the sacrifices made by those who fought during World War I.
BFBS, the Forces Station.